Father, we thank you, bless your name, for you are God. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy over us. We exalt you, O Lord. You are the Lord, that is your name. Lord, we worship you. We exalt you. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, O Lord. We exalt you, for you are God and there is none like unto you. We bless your name, O God. We worship you. Father, we exalt you. You are the Lord and you are God forevermore. For your mercy, for your kindness, Lord, thank you. For your mercy that speaks above the wickedness of men. For your mercy that speaks above the situations of life. We exalt you, Lord. We honor you. We bless your name for this beautiful day. Lord, we honor you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will speak to us. Lord, you will show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 5th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says the fire goes before the Lord and consume his enemy round about him. The fire of the Lord goes before me today and consume every enemy of his grace around my life in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, I speak concerning my day. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my day. The mercy of the Lord becomes my theme for the day. The mercy of the Lord speak for my day. Mercy of the Lord speak for my life in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord becomes my inheritance in the name of Jesus. I speak favor into my day. The favor of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I speak goodness upon my life. I enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I lift up the standard of the Lord over my day. Oh, when the enemy will come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them, standard that defeats the coming of the evil one. I raise the standard of the Lord in my day in the name of Jesus. I declare today, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. This day you will not abhor evil for me in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord. Oh, the scripture says the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I am under the protection of the Lord Jesus. I enjoy angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. My going out and coming in is ordered by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare today the grace of God is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, I sit at the feast of the King and I eat at the table of the King forever in the name of Jesus. I feast at the table of his mercy. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. I declare my pasture is always green and not wither, for the blessings of the Lord is pronounced upon my life. Desolation is no longer in my life in the name of Jesus. I carry the life of Christ in me in the name of Jesus. Nothing dies in my hand, for the life of God is within me. For I live the life that God wants me to live. For I am anointed into his Zoe life in the name of Jesus. For the thought of God for me today is the thought of testimony, the thought of grace in the name of Jesus. I lift up the standard of the Lord over any weapon that is formed to stand against me. I say you will not prosper. Every tongue that speaks evil concerning my life, concerning my day, your words are canceled in the name of Jesus, and I condemn you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon my household. Whatever I lay my hands upon, prosper in the name of Jesus. As I come before the presence of the Lord this day, my strength is renewed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, and like we do, we bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon our life. But before we go into that, I want us to pray for our people that we have been praying for that are still in the den of the wicked. I want you to commit them into the hands of the Lord, that the mercy of the Lord will be upon them in the name of Jesus. That Father, you will deliver them by your hand of mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we look up unto you, God, for the deliverance of these people in the name of Jesus. You will bring them out by your mercy, Lord. The mercy will speak over them in the name of Jesus. Father, this one will not be among the numbers of the forgotten one. In the name of Jesus, you will deliver them. By your mercy, you will bring them out. In the name of Jesus, wherever they are presently, Lord, we ask for mercy. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your mercy over them. Lord, we ask for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, let mercy speak over them. In the name of Jesus, we don't want them to be forgotten. We don't want them to be among the number of the effect of wickedness in this nation. Father, deliver them by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, deliver them. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you, O Lord. You will show mercy upon them and you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his compassion over your life, over my life. We are going to thank him for his God is good and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good unto us. The Lord is good unto me. And I believe the Lord is good unto you. His mercy is everlasting. The mercy of the Lord upon us is everlasting. Our God is merciful. Is merciful unto us in all things. It is not by works, lest any man should boast. It is by the grace of God. It is not by the givings of men. It is by the grace of God. Our God is faithful. So we are going to bless him. We are going to worship him for his faithfulness. For he is a faithful God. He is above all issues of life. We are going to worship him. So by the grace of God, this morning, we are going to be singing unto him from the book of Psalm, Psalm 66. We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 9. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing towards the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Verse 9. Which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Praise God. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Like I said before, our God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Honor his name. I want you to speak to the Lord. Give honor unto him. Tell the Lord, my God, you are my defender. My God, my defender, my salvation, my always very present help in times of trouble, my present help all the days of my life. The Lord, my God, he arose and fight for me. The Lord, my God, is in charge of the battles of my life. The Lord sent his arrows to the congregation of the wicked that have gathered against me and scattered them. He rained down stones and lightnings and discomfited them all. It is the Lord that God that fight for me. And I hold my peace. My Lord brought me out of the proud waters so that it will not overwhelm me. The Lord God deliver me from the hand of my wicked enemy, from them who hate me, from them that stands against me, that hates me, that plots evil against me. He deliver me from their hand, for he deliver me from their hand. My Lord is good unto me at all time. My Lord, my God, he is my God, he is my stay, my shield, the rock of my salvation, my strength forevermore. The Lord my God is good at all time. The Lord my God has established my feet in a large room, in his banquet place of great treasures. He has established my feet on my high places, and he has released unto me abundant grace and mercy to walk upon them. I enjoy the goodness and the mercy of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord my God is the one that holds my soul in life, and he suffers not my feet to be moved. The Lord my God is worthy to be praised forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, he's worthy to be praised forever and ever. Hallelujah. I want you to speak unto the Lord. Talk about his goodness upon your life. Talk about his grace upon you. Share the testimony. Say it out loud. God, you are faithful for my sleeping and waking up, for providing for me, for delivering me from the hand of the enemy, from delivering me from the proud waters. You do not allow the proud waters to overwhelm me, to overwhelm my soul. Give honor unto his name. For the Lord my God, you are my present help in times of trouble, and you remain my present help, my eternal and timely help forever, all through the days of my life. Give honor unto him. Father, this morning we thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, for you are good. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good. Thank you, Jesus. Even though the storms of life sometimes rise up against us and it seems as if there is no hope, but you, the Lord, you deliver us from the storms of life. You bring us out of proud waters. You deliver us from the hand of the wicked enemies. Oh, Father, we bless you for the life that you have given unto us, for the life of victory that you have given to us. You are worthy to be praised, O God, for the goodness, for your goodness upon us at all times. We worship you. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. And Lord, as we come before your presence today, we ask for strength. We ask for blessing. We ask for grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we send your word of grace over every minister of God that is going to stand before your people today, over every pulpit, that your hand of grace will be upon them. Anointing will flow over them in the name of Jesus. That you, Jesus, will be exalted upon every altar that is called after your name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.